The veterinarian in Utah County is relieved over the survival of a kitten following an operation last week, but he's livid about having to save its life in the first place.
A family found the cat named Miss Kiss along the Spanish Fork River Trail. She had a large boar blow dart embedded in her head. Now, the family carried Miss Kiss 2 miles to their car, then drove her to the South Utah Valley Animal Shelter.
Hopes for her survival were grim. The shelter brought Miss Kiss to Mountain West Animal Hospital. The owner, Dr. Isaac Bott, says the dart had entered behind her jaw and traveled through her brain.
The entrance angle is suggestive that she was eating out of a food dish when she was shot, unfortunately. And where it traveled, there's some major arteries there on the bottom portion of the brain, and it just missed those just barely. So she's really lucky.
Bott says the surgery to remove the dart was extremely delicate. It's yet to be seen whether or not she will regain sight in the one eye because it appeared that the dart severed her optic nerve.
The whole situation has Bott furious. South Utah Valley Animal Shelter Adoption Rescue Coordinator Michelle Proctor says they've managed to find Miss Kiss's first owner, but not her current one. She's grateful to the family who found the kitten.
If the people wouldn't have seen her, he said that she probably would have made it a day or two, is all. So if they just didn't happen to be walking by right then and didn't see her and didn't bring her in the shelter, it wouldn't have been a good outcome. And it wouldn't have been, nobody would have known about it because she probably would have just went off and died.
Dr. Bott says what's worse is this wasn't the first time Miss Kiss has been hit by a dart.
Looking at the x-rays, there's actually the tip of a dart that's embedded in the humerus of the right leg. And by the time that she presented to us, that lesion was completely healed, and so that's at least 2 weeks before this poor little girl was shot with another dart. And so not only has she went through this trauma, the one through her head, she also had one in her front leg at some point.
In a Facebook post this week, Bott condemned the act of violence against Miss Kiss and urged her attacker to come forward. He says there's already a long line of potential adopters who want to take care of the kitten.
It's just a terrible thing to happen to the poor kitty.
Yeah, not once, twice.
Ugh.